How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Wednesday. It's 10/23/24. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Oh, God, you're here. Oh, my
good
God.
Morning.
Hopefully
I'm not,
oh, my God.
What? Am I cutting out?
You just scared the crap out of me. I didn't even... When did you get in here?
I snuck in while you were over there. I don't know what you were doing.
What
were
just happened?
What were you preparing over there? You didn't even see me, and I just came in. Steve saw me, didn't you, Steve?
You're very sneaky, though.
I had no idea you were here.
Steve actually carried me up the stairs today. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
You're very strong. You don't look like you would be, but you are.
Deceptively.
Yeah, you got a good base on you.
Whoa. All right.
The lower end.
Welcome, Kevin.
Oh, please, no.
Back in studio, baby. How long will it last? Let's see. I think for a while.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm feeling super confident about it. What I feel doesn't matter, but, you
know. I mean, well, we'll give it a go, and then, I mean, the only thing that's probably going to happen is I'm going to be like, dude, I need a day off.
Give her a go.
And I might do that.
Yeah, well, but, that's fine. You know, you're entitled to
figure
those.
Figure those out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I did see you come in, but I wouldn't have been surprised if I hadn't today because, I don't know, I did the thing this morning where I thought, last night I was going, I'm going to sleep in a little bit. I'm not going to shower in the morning because I'm going to shower when I get home because I had a long drive today and I'm going to do that whole thing. And so I was like, okay, I'll just shower this afternoon when I get home from work. And then I get up and I start moving around. And next thing you know, I'm getting ready to get my sweatshirt. And I realized, well, I already... I literally took a shower after I just said I wasn't going to shower, and then I was running late. So then I started running around fast, you know, and I was like, well, how did I actually just, out of habit, brain shut off, shower, didn't even realize it till I was, you know, putting my sweatshirt on. And then I get to work, and I walk up to the door. This is just sometimes when your mind is in a place where you're not focusing just on what you're doing. You're just going through the motions. I get to work, and I take my car keys out and try to get in the building with those.
That doesn't work.
That didn't work.
Your brain was in a lot of different places this morning, and apparently not the right one at the right time.
No, not at all. So I wouldn't have been surprised had I missed you walking in, but
fair
enough.
Jay, I had the same kind of morning. I got up at 4:04 today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, nah, it's perfect. I'll just stay awake. This is good. But I also had the plan of I took a shower last night.
Mm.
My legs are wrapped.
Yeah, so wrap them up.
I don't, you know, I can't take a shower again this morning. It's a big pain if I do. And so it's just like, you know, all right, we're good. We're up. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be ready for work so early. What am I going to do? And so then I sat there and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to watch Shrinking. So then I watched Shrinking this morning.
Are you kidding me right now?
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh. You had me excited that you watched it, too.
I just, like, I've never thought of actually, I can't do it that way. I want to sit down and relax and enjoy it. And if I was watching something in the morning, I'd be constantly worried I'd be running late.
Well, Jay, it was 4:15, and I thought, well, this will be done by 4:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already dressed. I'm setting, I didn't have shoes on. But I was like, other than that, I'm ready to go.
Right.
And I didn't have a sweatshirt on, but more on that in a second. And so I just,
did you just call me a moron?
I just watched it and it was great. And I was in a very good mood because of it.
Yeah.
Because I love that show.
Right.
And then I went to put I had an AirPod in.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to put my sweatshirt on. And the sweatshirt hit the AirPod.
Oh, boy.
And it fell down into my sweatshirt. I thought.
Wait, is this your first thought?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I got so many thoughts. Don't worry about it.
Whoa.
No, And it fell into my shirt, and I was like, what the?
Yeah, yeah, that's a
nowhere
that's
to be found.
Risky.
I spent 10 minutes looking for it. That's, where is it? Where did it go?
That's risky.
Mm. Where did it fall?
This
it,
feels like I a first thought.
It's not a first thought, Steve. You're my first thought, so don't worry.
Yeah, the AirPod in with the pulling of clothes over the head, very risky business.
But where could it have gone?
So did you find it?
No, I keep thinking oh that my I'm going to like, later today go to the bathroom or something.
It falls out of your underwear?
Yeah, and it'll just be like, oh, there it is. Oh, I got there, but...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We're good to go with the podcast, yes?
Oh, podcast is working, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Up
thank
and
you,
working
Kevin.
Great, Jay. It's
thank
spent
you.
A lot of hours looking at computer code.
Kevin James.
One little deal. One little wiki whoop.
Was it one wiki whoop? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey. Hi, Kevin.
So, Jay, you're going to get this comment that I made to Steve this morning right away.
Okay.
I was sitting over in my spot. Steve was in his spot. It felt so right. It had been too long.
Right, yeah.
And I said to Steve, I was looking around over by my area, and I go, do you know where I could maybe find a vice grip? And he goes, what? I go, a vice grip.
That's great.
And he goes, no, I don't know what you're... And then I go,
gosh, Steve.
What about a crescent wrench? And then I turned and I looked at sitting in his studio. It's been here since the last time I was here.
Yeah, we've kind of now weeks. Just left it there to see how long it happens. You know
it's,
what I mean?
Pair of vice grips.
Right.
Very nice ones.
That nice.
A crescent wrench mm-hmm. and a screwdriver.
Yeah, there's two.
Oh, and then like
there.
An Allen wrench.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all just laying there on the counter. And Steve's like, oh, well, that's, I didn't know that's what that was called.
It's funny because I've said to Steve probably every day since you've been gone, when I'll go in there like later on in the afternoon, I'll go in and I'll be like, hey, do you have any tools? So the fact that he didn't get
okay,
that,
yeah,
I don't
he didn't.
Understand.
I got too specific,
there.
Jay, with yeah. the name of the tool. And he goes, well, I didn't know that's what it was called. He goes, I obviously know what it is.
Obvi.
And I go, oh, okay, so you know what it is? And he goes, yeah, I mean, I just didn't know the name of it, but I know what it is. I go, what does it do? Well, I don't really know. I go, this is exactly the description or definition of not knowing what something is.
Right.
You don't know the name and you don't know what it does. So we talked about it. He goes, what would you use a vice grip for? He goes, I think you clamp it on stuff, right? And I
look
go, yes.
Look at there. Look at
yes,
there.
Steve. And then I said, you know, I gave him a couple examples. I can't remember the first one, but the second one was, let's say I want to clamp down a piece of metal mm-hmm. to another piece of metal before I run a nice bead across it with a welder.
Ooh.
So then I did this and I pulled my helmet down and I.
Oh, yeah. You did the impression.
And I ran the perfect bead.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, man, that was a nice bead.
Oh, no.
And then he was like, oh, are you a big welder? And I go, well.
If I were a welder, I'd be a big welder.
I used to be, Steve. But then when I got my defibrillator, I couldn't weld with the wire feed ones or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if that's true with this new defibrillator.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And so he goes, oh, wow, so you really were a big welder. And I go, well, I used to be, Steve, and then I quit doing that. And ever since I stopped welding, my life fell apart. Which I thought was really funny.
And there was no reaction.
I stopped welding, and my life fell apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jay, don't encourage this behavior.
No, that's good. That's good humor. That's,
is it?
Especially pre-6 o'clock here.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I thought it was a pretty good joke, and he was like...
He sat there deadpan, didn't get it.
Yeah, he didn't enjoy it.
Did it still feel so right being in there before the
it
show?
It did. It felt like I was back in a comfortable place where it's like, oh, yes, Steve's still Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be great.
Yeah, was it one of these things where you're like...
Press your lips to mine.
Oh, feels so right. No, it was not fresh your lips to mine.
It feels so right.
Not quite that way.
No, not at all.
It was not that.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Feels so right. Hi, Steve.
I just don't even know what to say.
Yeah, well.
And you know, since Kevin had 2, 3, 7 thoughts,
right?
I don't know what's going on.
Did I take up all your time?
We are at a hard break.
Well, I know, but that whole thing was about you as well. You could have chimed in.
Oh gosh, dang it. I love it.
Sat there quietly.
I've been spending 30 years trying to keep this guy on time. Steve's like, well, we're against a hard break. Thanks for that. I don't care if you're talking about me or not, but you gobbled up all the time.
Yeah. No, I'll just talk about this, actually. Do I got time or
sure,
are we up against the heartbreak?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. No, that'll be quick. Jay hooked me up with some nice Mott's gummies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice or not?
Very small package. Assorted fruit.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And,
Jay, I'm excited to try these. Sorry, I'm talking again.
He's very excited to be in the studio.
Never mind, Steve. You go ahead.
Try them. I didn't offer them to you.
No, not those. There's other stuff in here that Jay has. There's some like dried mangoes, and that sounds perfect today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to open these.
I'm all about sharing, guys.
Yeah. This is not really assorted. There's two different. Oh, no, there's three.
That's the definition of assorted, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I was going to say there's only two, but there's three.
Very small packet. Mm-hmm. I have more, Steve, if you decide that you like those.
Well, we'll see.
The definition of assorted, I would imagine.
I mean, three.
Well, what, would you consider two different flavors to be assorted?
No.
Three or more, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, three for sure. I don't know if two, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, three kinda. Three seems kind of lowballing it. I don't know.
Wow. Gift horse, hi, here's my mouth. Just look right in there.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
Oh, there it is. No worries, my friend.
I will eat all of my 2, 4, 6, 7 gummies in this giant package.
Jeez.
You know what, Steve? I want to play a piece of a song for you.
Promise me you'll stay with me and keep me warm and tight.
Oh.
So hold me close.
And love me.
And love me.
Go ahead, Kevin. Sing it to him.
Give my heart a smile.
Oh, gosh, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. It feels so right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
These are actually pretty good.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's not Sloppy Joe.
Is it grounded? Like ground?
Kevin James.
Only if it did something wrong.
Thank you, Jay.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
In an hour, we're going to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. What is it worth more than, Steve? Off the top of your head, or did you? I didn't write it down.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, but I can. Let me see here.
More than $382.
I was just about to say it, Jay.
Beat you to it. I win. Winner. So, yeah, we'll play that in just about 1 hour from now. In the meantime, audio ball time. Let's see what we got here. It's all about perspective today, Kevin. About perspective. Martha Stewart. She was being interviewed the other day, and it was along with Snoop, and who was the other one she was with?
Who was that?
Somebody else, and they covered a wide variety of topics, including asking her, you know, she's getting up there a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe she's looking for love. They had a few questions for Martha about that situation.
Martha, if asked, would you go on The Golden Bachelor?
Absolutely not.
For what? I don't know. $1 million an episode, Martha? That is not enough. Martha, $1 million an episode? Another zero. No.
No.
$10 million?
The guys aren't hot enough.
Oh, wow. Okay, Martha.
Just shots fired. Yeah. I mean, I'd go if they were hotter, but the guys aren't hot enough.
Yeah, they're just not hot enough.
Yeah.
I'm Martha Stewart.
Right, exactly. So forget it. I'm not going on there. Get me some hot guys. Maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, it was Snoop, Seth Meyers, and Martha Stewart.
There you go. Thank you, Steve.
What a combo.
Yeah, that was an interesting interview. Let's see what else I have for you today. Do I want to do Thomas Rhett's?
Give me an option, and I'll tell you what I would like to hear.
Boston Celtics head coach has a very interesting perspective.
Okay.
This guy.
I've heard a lot from this guy, and I kind of like him.
Yeah. They just ask him some questions about pressure. You know, they won the championship last year. Yeah. So is there pressure to repeat? Listen carefully to his answer. It's one of those where you go, wait, what did he say? Did he say what I think he said?
What kind of pressure do you have, do you feel, to kind of maximize this opportunity that you have with this group?
Zero. No pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure. We're either going to win or you're not.
We're all going to be dead soon.
There you go.
So there's zero pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. What?
We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure. We're either going to win or you're not.
Either you're going to win or you're not. Now, I guess that's how you keep your team loose.
Yeah, I guess so.
Guys, sure. We're all going to be dead soon.
Yeah, we're going to win or we're not.
What? Okay, well. Thomas Rhett also gets perspective, as you would imagine, from his wife. Apparently, Thomas Rhett is a little bit, he gets wrapped up in his own head. Even while he's on stage, has difficult time just kind of relaxing and going with the moment.
There are those shows where I'm not on, or like something happened in the show where it just ruined me for the rest of the night, and I kind of like start to just close my eyes and sing songs and hope the rest of the show goes well. And those are the nights where Lauren goes, honey, you can't let those things get to you, because most of the time people don't know if your E string on your guitar was out of tune. Only you know that, and only you can get in your head on that stuff. And so it's nice to have somebody to really kind of bring you back down to earth after a show.
Yeah, but how about that? I mean,
so true.
And you know how that is. It's like when things, if there's a lot of things that could go wrong, and a concert would be one of those things. There's certainly a lot of things out of your control. And if you every little thing starts to drive you crazy, it takes the joy out of what you love to do.
Yes.
I mean, that's a pretty good lesson, even though you might not be on stage singing. It's a good lesson to say, hey, guys, don't sweat the small stuff. Enjoy what you're doing and just let it go. So good job.
Yeah. Good advice from the wife.
Absolutely, yeah. And the perspective of Warren Zeiders, I didn't realize this. Can't wait to ask him about it in Nashville. Did you know that Warren Zeiders tours with his parents?
No.
Takes his mom and dad on the road.
It's about having rituals and habits, and I think it's about having people around you that you can truly trust and people that keep you grounded. And for me, it's my parents. They're heavily involved in my life. My dad actually is out on the road with me right now.
That's cool.
Yep. Yeah. He handles my merch. And then my mom, and he loves it.
It's a family business. This is amazing.
And my mom's my business manager.
How crazy is that? I had no idea. But again, you can also,
hey, there are people you trust.
That's what I,
you There are people
that's
you want
you
on
hope.
Your side, in your circle. Mm-hmm. And if they like doing, like you said, my dad loves doing the merch.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then keep doing it, Dad.
Also, you got to realize Warren Zeiders is not that old.
How old is he?
25.
Okay.
I mean, so you're like, whoa, that's crazy. You're on the road with your parents. You're like, well, he's 25.
Yeah.
I mean, not that big of a deal. And again, if you can go on the road with people that you 100% trust, holy smokes, that's one less thing you got to stress out about. Now I'll just go make music and have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if mom cooks.
Even another side benefit, right?
Yeah.
There you go. There's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is October the 23rd, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It was a short clip posted to social media showing Lindsay Lohan talking on the phone.
Oh, no, not a follow-up to the Christmas movie.
To which she says, I gotta call you back. I think I have another trick-or-treater. Instead, when she opens the door, she finds...
Kevin James.
A career.
Not funny.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I mean, it's sort of funny. Are we ready to play? Oh, first of all, birthday shout out. Tammy called in. She's from Newport. She called in and wanted to do a wish her sister Natalie. We call her Nat. Do we call her Nat? Natalie, who
we do now.
Natalie's birthday today. Happy birthday, Natalie. She's up in Canada today.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah, sure there. She listening up there in Canada?
I believe so.
Oh, hey there. How you doing there, Natalie? Good to talk to you there from the Great White North.
I wonder how old she is up there.
What is it, like cat lives or something?
It's like time zones.
Yeah,
it just depends where you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Steve, have you ever been to Canada?
Well, that's a great question, Kevin. I think
Kevin. We've maybe asked you this.
I have.
I mean, you lived, what, about 150 miles from the border, maybe less?
Oh, not when I was in Minnesota. This was before.
Makes sense.
As a kid, we took a lot of road trips, and we did a little thing to Niagara Falls. And through Canada.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at you guys go.
We did go. That's exactly what we did.
Let me see if Ben's on the phone here. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hoping that I don't make a fool out of myself with this.
Oh, stop it. We do it every day.
Ben, what is it? What is it that you've been talking to producer Steve?
Yeah.
About, for some reason, you want to challenge me and name that tune.
Okay, so my wife is going, and even my parents going way back, they can't figure out how I can name a song within like a couple chords when it comes on the radio.
Okay.
Whether it's brand new stuff or it goes back. Some of the stuff I'm like, huh? But if I've heard it once, I mean, because when I was younger, I wanted to get into radio, and so I got into the habit of knowing the stuff, like, right away.
Wow.
Naming the songs as soon as they would hit radio.
Sure.
And I've always, as soon as I hear, like, a song, I usually know it now.
Ben, do you think that's a gift or a skill, or both?
A combination of the two, maybe?
Sure.
I think that might be right.
Yeah.
The wife can't do it. My parents can't do it. But unless you're going to throw AC/DC at me, then forget about it.
Yeah. No, we'll keep it all country here.
Wow. Okay. So you just kind of got a skill, and you were thinking like, hey, I'd love a Coyote Country sweatshirt, guys. If I could beat Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what if I beat you? Then do we just like? Say, Ben, you can't win anything for the rest of the year.
Oh.
Whoa.
I mean, you're trying to be called a seven is almost impossible, I feel like.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. All right. Let's see here.
If you win, I'll go get you some Krispy Kreme donuts or something. How's that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's fair.
Sure.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's, and then we have to give out your phone number on the air. So let's, randomly hold on.
You seem like a nice guy, Ben.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't necessarily want to beat you as badly as I did before, but yeah, I still want to.
Ben, we met in Coeur d'Alene, right, at the Parmalee concert. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? And I agree with you. That group, yeah, I've seen them twice when they opened for Walker in Portland. Mm-hmm. And they're super underrated.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, I kind of almost feel bad for them. They're so underrated. But all right, I've thrown some songs in here. Let's play.
Turn your headphones up right now. It's time to name that tune. Time to name that tune.
All right, Ben, there are donuts at stake. There's a hoodie at stake. Let's see how we do. Your buzzer is your name. Ring in when you know. And then, you know, within a relatively short amount of time, you need to identify the artist and the song title. Are you ready?
I sure hope so.
3, 2, 1.
Kevin.
Ben.
It's a Florida Georgia Line and...
Incorrect. Ben, chance to steal.
Can you play the clip one more time?
I cannot.
Oh, shoot. I lost it. No. I think it was Keith Urban.
Country makes good music.
5'9" from Tyler Hubbard.
Same thing.
No, it is not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I recognize the entrance, but yeah.
Off to an incredible start.
Yeah.
Name that tune in 3, 2, 1.
Ben? This is way harder live than what I was in.
Kevin?
Kevin.
I wasn't listening.
What the?
That's the whole point of the game!
No, I got distracted.
She got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile.
It's Morgan Wallen.
She kind of book wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now.
Cowgirls.
Yeah, what happens if no one wins? No,
I don't. Steve and I get donuts. Is that right? Name that tune. Kevin, are you paying attention?
Yes, I think I'm ready.
Ben, are you paying attention?
I'm going to dial myself in here.
Okay, hold on.
Close your eyes. I hate it when your eyes are closed. Close your eyes. Three.
I know. Why do you hate it so much?
I don't
much?
Know. Three.
It's how I do.
Pay attention. Three. I've said three twice. Three times, I think.
Yeah, you did.
Two and one.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Ben.
That is Thomas Rhett and... God dang, what is wrong with me? There's just nothing in there. There's
Ben,
nothing in there.
Ben.
Of course, in September, Thomas Rhett, give me some of that.
Trying to come up with some smooth and waiting on the right time to make
nothing in here.
One
guys.
To nothing. Ben's Ben's in the lead. Three, two, one.
Kevin.
Ben.
Kevin.
Honeybee, Blake Shelton.
Tied up.
There's something in there.
Three, two, one.
Kevin.
Kevin.
That is Heartache on the Dance Floor, John Party.
Wow, he's back. He's back. He's back, Ben. He's starting to feel it, Ben. Be careful. Three, two, one.
Kevin.
Ben.
Ooh, what do you got, Steve?
I don't know. I think I might give that one to Ben.
Ben?
Dan Shay, and I guess it technically with Justin Bieber, 10,000 hours.
Yeah, I guess
hours.
Correct. Tell me what. Two to two with three songs to go.
Ooh.
Three, two, one.
Kevin.
Ben.
Dierks Bentley, 5150.
Three to two in favor of Kevin. Three, two, one.
Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Ben.
Jason Aldean with a mix of others, depending on who it is. But Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem.
Tied up, we have one song left. Three.
Woo!
This is for all the marbles.
All the marbles.
Or donuts in a hoodie. Three, two, one.
Kevin.
Ben.
Kevin.
Eric Church, Drink in My Hand.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work without a clock.
You got one more.
Wow.
Got one more in there?
Really? That seems greedy. I mean, I said I had three to go. Even if you get it, it'll only be tied up. See, though. Okay, you know what? Fine.
You got one more, Jay?
Three, two, one.
Kevin.
Ben.
Kevin.
Dasha. Austin.
Correct.
Austin.
Yeah. You Dasha. Know what? I'll give you one more. Three.
Austin.
Two, one.
Kevin.
Ben.
Kevin.
That is Blake Shelton and
Austin.
You see what I did there? I played two songs at the same time.
Jay wins.
Oh,
Jay
gosh, wins. Dang it.
Of course, Blake's first hit, too.
Yes.
Way back when in 2002.
True. That's true. That's correct. Absolutely correct. Ben, that was pretty close. He just was like just barely getting ahead of you on those. Very good job.
I wonder if there's a delay on my end or something. I don't know.
Probably. There's usually on Kevin's end as well, even when he's in studio.
Jeez.
Ben, hold on. We'll get you a hoodie. I don't care. It's fine. He can have a hoodie, guys. He did a good job.
Yeah, no, he played very well.
Kevin, congratulations. I mean,
thank you.
Maybe Ben could get you a donut.